Jeff Birnbaum from Fox News Radio. He is a Washington Times columnist. Jeff, how are you this morning?
Good morning.
Well, with the debt showdown, they're still battling it out. We hear August 2 is the big deadline. What's the latest on that story from your perspective?
Well, the negotiators at the top level took the weekend off, but there are still negotiations going on behind the scenes, I believe. And there are three levels of possibilities. One is the grand bargain that includes tax increases and benefit cuts for Medicare and Social Security, along with spending reductions elsewhere in government, which is what the president says he prefers. There's the can't quite get there scenario, the option that does not include tax increases or benefit cuts to Medicare and Social Security, which would be a much smaller package, as little as a quarter the size of the grand bargain. And then the third option is to have a very small deficit reduction package or none at all, but simply to change the process for raising the borrowing limit so that the president, in effect, can largely raise it himself, with the Congress complaining about it but not being able to do very much.
Which deal looks the best to get done?
The last one is the leading contender at the moment, though I still have my chips on the middle one, that it might not be as small as I'm suggesting, but it nonetheless won't increase taxes, certainly, because there just are not enough votes for that in the House of Representatives and maybe not even in the Senate.
Jeff, is that August 2nd deadline the real deadline? Is that when someone will have to decide, okay, we're going to pay this and we're not going to pay that?
Yes. The U.S., in effect, would have to declare a bankruptcy, which means that they would have to decide which of their creditors to pay off first and which second, rather than all when they're scheduled to be. Yes. August 2nd is a serious deadline.
And I would imagine that's going to be a fight besides Medicaid, Medicare, the military, Social Security. Who else gets paid is going to be up for grabs.
I don't think we're going to get to that point, but yes, it would be if the deadline were to pass without an increase in the borrowing limit.
Jeff Birnbaum is the Fox News political analyst. Thanks so much, Jeff. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.